What was that last patient's name? Dawn Bravata, excuse me. Bravata comes in today. She'd just gotten up, and so she was in slippers, S-L-I-P-P-E-R-S, instead of shoes and arch supports. Her right foot is doing much better. Her left, she's having pain over the metatarsal heads, first, second, and third, and a little bit of pain on the lateral aspect of her ankle. So she's not wearing that arch support. So at this point, I ordered either plastizote, P-L-A-S-T-I-Z-O-T-E, layering to this, or metatarsal heads, whichever Hanger thought would work better, period, H-A-N-G-E-R. Then she complained that her numbness is coming back in her right hand, but it's been 6 months, but her left is much worse, and so we rechecked it, and the phalanx was positive at 20 seconds. So she's developing it in both wrists. The interstitial technique using the colloid spray, I injected 1.5 cc of 2% xylocaine into the left wrist area, brought the needle into the tunnel, T-U-N-N-E-L, and then made her remove her fingers to make sure we were not in the tendon. And then I adjusted the needle slightly and rechecked her tendons, and then put in 2 cc of Decadron only. And then she complained of her kneecaps grinding, and they definitely grind. She has very strong legs. She's nice and stretched out. I can get up to 90 degrees. I tried compressing the tendon, and this didn't make any difference. So at this point, with such strong legs, basically we explained that she can do some aspirin cream massages or go on anti-inflammatories. But it was very, very important to help her kneecaps that she wear her arch supports. So hopefully we can get the left one corrected so she can go back to wearing those to try to help her kneecaps out, period. We'll see her in about 6 weeks to see how she's doing, and then whether we need to get a formal EMG done of her left wrist, period.